97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you this hour, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hey, it's been a while.
Hello. It has been a hot minute, and I feel like in light of where we are, where we have been in the year, we should take a little bit of time just to talk about what masks and costumes can do for a person.
Okay.
Yeah, because employees dressed as Power Rangers at a ramen restaurant in Oakland actually, like, teamed up and worked together to help a woman who was being attacked while she was having dinner, which, I mean, obviously there's things about this story that are not super great, but we really need to hype up the punchline of servers and employees dressed as Power Rangers save woman in ramen restaurant.
Were they dressed as Power Rangers as a Halloween thing? Because if not, you have managed to come up with a story that involved masks and costumes that is neither Halloween nor COVID related, and I think that's delightful.
You are exactly correct. Not Halloween related.
Love
at
it.
All. It was just Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Day, and we used the inherent power contained within these 90s artifacts to make the world a slightly better place, and I am all about that.
Great.
I feel like that there is a lot empowering about just folks not knowing that you're doing a good thing, but you're doing the good thing anyway, and
yeah,
I think that entirely
yeah.
rocks. Our main story, though, it doesn't really have a whole lot to do with Power Rangers or
Aww.
Saving people. Yeah, I know. There's
We're
going to
have to tie it back to Power Rangers or saving people
so
in some way.
So it's still tied into TV.
Okay.
I have been a vocal, not really a fan of Mythbusters for quite some time.
Okay.
Like, it's not exactly science. It's just good television, and bringing it up as evidence is not necessarily proving one thing one way or another.
It's
just
that's
two guys couldn't do it or did
shows.
Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, it's science entertainment.
Yes.
Is really what it is.
Which is fine.
Which is
that's
fine.
Cool.
It's
yeah.
just not gospel.
Right.
Anyway, as science entertainment as it is, it has now helped a wrongfully convicted man prove his innocence. He was arrested at 18 and spent 35 years in prison. In 2007, John Galvin was arrested for arson and a few other related crimes. And a statement said in court and corroborated by more than one person is that there was, like, he emptied gasoline onto the crime scene and threw a lit cigarette into it, and it ignited a blaze that caused all sorts of damage and problems and crimes.
Right.
And at some point in his tenure in prison, he saw a Mythbusters rerun, a Hollywood special that had, like, kicking down doors and the Titanic, like, whirlpool episode, and the one of the mysteries busted in that, the mysteries, one of the myths busted in that episode was, can you ignite a pool of gasoline with a lit cigarette?
Mm-hmm.
Which I always assumed that that wouldn't need to be busted. That seems like it's something that could definitely take place. That's perfectly plausible. Why couldn't you do that?
Right.
And in trying to look this up, I actually skipped through a video just to see what it looked like, and turns out that's not possible. Lighting a puddle of gasoline with a cigarette, according to Mythbusters, is far more difficult than you would think it would be.
All right.
It has to do with the temperature that tobacco and paper burn at and the ignition temperature of gasoline.
Yeah, I see that.
I fast-forwarded through this, and their big finale was taking a lit cigarette and, like, rolling it around in the gasoline, and it just didn't ignite. Which I know that I said that this is not science gospel, it's science entertainment, but, I mean, maybe I'm a convert. That video evidence was pretty compelling.
I mean,
this was enough to put together a case to get this man out of jail.
Look, he's not proving his innocence. He is showing that you can't prove his guilt.
I mean, yeah.
That's a lower threshold. The Mythbusters crossed that threshold.
And it helped this guy.
Now he's free.
He is.
To attempt to light things on fire.
Shout out to the Mythbusters guys, whose names I don't actually know.
Adam and Jamie?
Adam
and Jamie, right?
Big shout out to Adam and Jamie on today's Trends.